Good morning and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Good morning, Sherry.
Sherry?
Yes.
Good morning.
Okay.
Couldn't find me?
Mm-mm. Well, I did, and I unmuted you, but it somehow the other muted you right back. So here we go.
Oh, see, this is what makes a person paranoid.
The karmic conversation holds the answer. However, the way the conversation is framed causes us to go to what is not so rather than what is so. For example, the conversation talks me into not exploring something new and unknown. The underlying reason is that I will be inadequate to face what arises. This obscures the fact that I'm already adequate to my life. After all, am I not here living it? Your assignment. What is the answer that is revealed to you by the karmic conversation? RL, what you see. Here's our first caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi. This is Carol in San Francisco.
Hey, Carol.
I'm just getting off my bike. Hold on. All right. Well, what I saw with that one was the karmic conversation is don't deserve, always. And where that comes from is guilt and shame for privilege. So there's this sense of, I didn't really realize this, it was just under the surface, but there's a sense of having to always work that off, pay that debt that can never be paid. And that seems to be a debt that I have to pay. You know, I have to work hard. I can never have a house, but I got to work hard for it. I have to work extra hard and play. Well, sometimes I break through and have a lot of fun, but
do you have to pay a price for it? You have to pay a price for that.
Actually,
later.
Yeah, that's true too.
Yeah, so you don't actually break through. You just color outside the lines for a little while and then take your punishment.
Yeah, or if I play, it has to be extreme, and it has to be noticed, you know. So it has, like I used to do, windsurfing and surfing and rock climbing and rollerblading. And that was, yeah, it had to be dangerous.
Risking your life.
It was, exactly, and it would be fun, but then the bar would get raised to where it would even get dangerous, you know. So I think that's very,
well,
I feel like.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Well, I think it's important to say out loud because it's been running my life, and it was like, don't call about that. That's so, just don't call about it, you know. But I feel like I just wanted to say that out loud, you know, the shame.
Oh, it's like, critical that you say it out loud, right?
Yeah. Because
it's our only hope.
It runs the show. I went into debt over paying nonprofits, like, you know, Native American groups, environmental church, you know, I just kept, and there never was enough. It was never enough. And it had to be more and more and more. And of course, now I look at it, it wasn't necessarily driven by love so much as compulsion.
Well, and self-hate, right? Ego trying
yeah,
to kill
self-hate.
You.
Yeah, self-hate.
And that's the point, Carol. There are two points. One, that's what it does. It uses the best of us against us. So you do care. Uh-huh. You care deeply about people. And so it says, and you're privileged, so you have to do more and more and more and more and more and more and more. Okay. And you know, if you were a person who didn't care about people, you'd just say, I'm not going to do that because I might do more, but I'm going to have it all for me. So it uses the very thing that we'll fall for. And for people, it, you know, everybody on this call, it's caring. That is, I would bet, 90% of what ego is able to torture people over. You don't care enough. You have to do more. You have to try harder. You have to be better. You have to, okay? So that's
yeah.
One piece of it. The second piece, for you especially, but for all of us to remember, this is a debt that we can never repay. Life is. And what's a really happy thing for us to become aware of is we don't need to repay it. It is a gift freely given.
I know. I kind of know.
Yes,
it's like,
of course.
The mentor was almost like saying, look, do the squirrels have to be a squirrel, or did somebody, a tree, have to be a tree? And
right.
You just bloom where you're planted is kind of what I was getting.
That's
now.
Exactly right. That's exactly right. And it's in the Bible, the rain falls on the just and the unjust. And so it's not, the point of that is not that there are unjust people. The point is the rain is for everybody. This is all for everybody. What we choose to do with it is up to us. We can either turn it over to ego, to squander it, to use it for hateful purposes, or we can just live in gratitude and go bloom as life unfolds. But no guilt.
Yeah,
no guilt.
I'm so glad, though, to see the level of guilt and shame that's been there, even since childhood. You know how it is.
Yep.
After all we do, after all we've got, and sometimes that stuff just goes in, and we don't know what will go deep down and start running our life,
Yes.
And there's people that don't have enough food, and you do.
Right.
So that runs my life, and it's just great that it came to the surface, and I can just at least say it out loud.
That's right. You can say it out loud, and you can recognize it for what a lie it is. And when it comes at you, you can, you and the mentor can get together and have talks about it and do recordings about it that say those messages of blah, 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 blah are lies. It is not true. What's true is, and you confirm that for yourself, and then that's what you listen to so that you don't have to fall for that ever again.
Right. Oh, what a great tool. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's true? Mm-hmm. And just go
What's
with
true?
That.
That's right. That's
Thank
right.
you.
Yeah. Thank you. Back on the bike.
Okay.
You're probably
back
on
on the
way
bike.
To work, right? Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All
Have
right.
a great day.
Thanks, Carol.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thanks, Carol. Oh, Sherry, that was so poignant, especially because what the karmic conversation is keeping from us is the awareness that we so belong. We are so connected to everything.
Yes.
That
yes.
there's a difference between gratitude and guilt. In other words, I can enjoy everything I have, and from a place of being completely full, I'm so much more programmed and happier to give than I am to believe that I'm privileged, and therefore I have to give out of guilt. It's a miserable thing.
But yeah, you have to be sacrificed.
You have to,
So in the one way that you laid it out, it's just completely joyful. The person giving is joyful. The people receiving, we hope, are receiving it in a state of well-being. In the other, there's no happiness anywhere.
Mm-hmm. It's that old Zen story about the giver should be thankful, right?
Yeah.
That's what the Zen master is pointing to, that if I don't understand how much I have to be happy about that I have rather than feel guilty about that I have.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. It to me, the fascinating part is how the conversation is so misleading.
Yes. Well, and as Carol pointed out, don't say anything. Don't say. I mean, that needs to be rockets, red flares, whatever it is, going off of people. Don't talk about it. Why? Why? Why would you not want somebody to talk about how they're suffering? Not forget the how they're being tortured. Just how they're suffering. Why? Who would not want somebody to be able to talk about that? Self hate.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. All right, here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Sherry. Hi, Ashwini. This is Debbie from Minnesota.
Hello, hey, Debbie.
Hi.
What are you seeing?
Well, I'm seeing that it's sort of the belief that I'm not safe. So, yeah. So it's sort of scurrying around after healthy behaviors and kind of being controlling about stuff to the point where it's no fun for me or for someone else. Because I want to, like, you know, it's almost like I'd have to ride myself or ride someone else to know I'm safe every moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so you know who's safe in that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right. The whole effort is to make ego safe. And it's obvious that that's all that's safe, because if I'm doing all of these healthy practices to be safe, which would, I guess, mean healthy, we also know that being stressed and driven and anxious is about the worst thing we could do for our health. So
right.
We know there's only one beneficiary in that system, right?
Right. And then it becomes sort of self-indulgent and self, you know, it's no fun for anybody, and it's not fun for anybody except ego.
Yeah. Ego's having a great time. Yeah, a great time, because if ego can make you miserable, and then you will engage with it to make other people miserable, oh my gosh, that's just fabulous. Or ego.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so that's been revealed, and again, you know what the next step is, right?
Yeah, I'm safe. I'm already safe. I'm safe.
That's
good.
Right.
Good.
You're more than safe.
Like, things are good.
You're as safe as you can possibly be.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. It doesn't mean anything might not happen in the next moment. But what we know is ego hysteria is not going to prevent that. And the only way that we're going to be as safe, remain as safe as we can be, is to be completely present.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. Rather than try to control everything and have it be just so. And right.
It's so painful.
Yeah.
Once we see it, isn't it? It's just, and so I hope that this is where you go with it. You just feel sorry for her. You just feel sad that it's like with Carol, you know, that just a really fine human being here being tortured because she thinks that's the best thing to be able to do, to keep herself safe and her loved ones safe. This is what she needs to do. And it's just sad to see that somebody has been so fooled and so taken advantage of.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember the friend who first introduced me to yoga giving me the image of, like, she's like, it's like you're playing in a big grassy field, Deb, and you think you're at the edge of a steep cliff. So I sometimes keep that in mind. Yeah, that's nice to have compassion for that sense of person.
Mm-hmm. Who's just doing the best that she could do with really bad information.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Debbie.
All right. Thanks, Sherry. Thank you, Ashwini.
Thanks, Debbie.
Go happy.
Yeah. I love that progression, right, Sherry? So you're told you're not safe. Then you get to, actually, that means I am safe. But what safe means is not the conditioned notion of safe, which is to control circumstances in order to avoid something happening to me, but to be present as a way to be able to be with anything that happens to me.
The lie is that
there's some way by which you can prevent something from happening to you. The truth is we have no control. So safety is such a one of those things we long for in order to stay in longing, not in having.
Yeah, and another way to say staying in longing is staying with ego. Right. That's one of the ego's big hooks. That I'll make you safe. Think about this. Do this. Go over there. Be that way. That'll make you. And that conversation is just—it's a killer.
Yeah. All right. Here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
This is Laura in Berkeley.
Hello, Laura. What are you seeing?
Got a big jolt of energy there.
It's like those things that they put on people's heart, right? Send the jolt through them. It's like, whoa! All right, here I am. Heart's pounding. All right, we're alive.
Well, I had been looking at the assignment during the day, but I didn't end up. I usually sit down at the end of the day and write things down and record, and I didn't do that last night, but as I've been listening, I've been kind of looking at what the conversation, what the message might be for me. And the process I've been looking at is, like, when I do something that is, you know, play or that
you enjoy, God forbid.
Right, that I enjoy, something that I'm enjoying and that maybe is not to be productive or just because I want to do it, the duality that I've seen is either one, they both happen, you know, it's like, this is bad, play is bad, it's not safe, it's, you know, you should feel guilty about playing, it's not the right thing to be doing.
So much you should be doing.
Yeah.
What about cleaning your house, huh? Huh? What about doing chores, huh?
But then on the other side, it's like, this is the only thing I need. Like, I need this, and like compulsive, like I can't stop. I can't, you know, it's like, and I think it's kind of that rebellion.
Mm.
Yeah. And it's kind of like that. I don't care. Like, it's like, an awareness that I am doing the wrong thing. And so I'm not listening to anything. I'm just, you know.
So like, what I just
in that system, right?
Yeah, see if this fits. So there's the scared little kid, afraid of making a mistake, afraid of doing the wrong thing, who hits puberty and says, to hell with all of you.
Yeah.
Right? Right? I'll do whatever I want. You can't control me. And just back and forth, you know, ego using and self-hate using both of those to control the human being.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's like it'll conditioning will use the fact that I do get into that compulsive place to be like, you can't play. You know how you get.
You can't be trusted.
You know.
We can't. I'm sorry, Laura. We cannot let you use the car because look at how you look. Look, I mean, you didn't come home until 2 a.m. No, you're grounded.
Yeah,
you can't be trusted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it feels very much like that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well. Yes, so we can see that those two ends of the continuum are not the ones that we want to have to stay with that. Neither one of those do we actually want in the driver's seat.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Go happy.
Thanks, Laura. Sherry, I'm going to bring on another caller. Just to see if we can get more callers in the queue here. Next
right.
caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Who okay. Did? This is Linda Joy from Milpitas.
All right. Hello.
And I want to start out by just saying thank you for, this is my third year in the yearly, and it's just been awesome. And
good.
I'm in a place right now, it's interesting that joy is for the month, because I'm having a struggle with joy, and it's just blowing me away. I joined a group online called Vocal Impulse with Chloe Young-Childer. Anyway, I was drawn to it, and I knew I belonged there, and I want to bring more music into my subbing, my education with the kids, and mm-hmm. I've been so excited about it, and it's been crazy. My ego is it's just going crazy. I feel like the button is stuck.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what I mean? Well, it's like I cannot get out of.
First of all, don't own it, okay? It's not your ego. It is the ego that has attached itself to this human form we called into joy. So you don't need to take that on or take it personally. You're watching its power. You're watching what it's able to do to you, which is good to see, because that gets sobering enough that we decide that we really need to put it out of business. Okay, and so that's one thing.
Yeah.
And the second thing is, for anybody who is open to this sort of thing, Mercury is retrograde. And Mercury is really retrograde. I don't know.
Oh, it is.
I don't know where he has gone this time. But I swear, I sometimes wonder if he's going to make it back to this system. So just to know that's the other thing that most human beings are struggling with. It's just kind of a wacky time in the universe. And so,
yeah.
Yeah, so does that
and
leave you,
I'm trying,
which is watching.
Yes, exactly. And I'm trying to be the observer and to see it and to hold on and to keep calling you and to read. I'm reading your books. I'm reading, you know, all kinds of
are you
good
listening
things
to
keep
recording?
Me centered.
Are you listening to recordings?
Yes.
Good.
Not
very
often
good.
Enough.
Okay, well, do that more.
Yes.
Do that more.
Okay.
Because reading, you know, if you're going to read good books, record them and listen to the recordings that you make of them, because it is just a completely different process.
What I'm trying to do is say, what am I learning? What is it? What is the message? What is the, you know, what, and knowing that I'm okay, because I have not experienced this to this degree in years.
Really. Isn't that helpful?
That's what I'm trying to tell myself. Yeah.
You know, Linda Joy, I just did that the other day. Because for us around this part of the world, it is a crazier time than I have seen in many, many, many years. Okay. And so I said to myself the other day, you know, one of these days I'm going to be in a situation like this, and I'm just going to stop and say, this is great. I am in a workshop. This is fabulous. You know, as the tire is blowing and the car is going off into the ditch, you know, and which to me is what we're training for, getting really current with, this is not a problem, this is not a mistake, this is not something that shouldn't be happening, this is amazing, this is what I need to see, and I'm getting to see it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to your class, the workshop, and looked at what resistance was for me, and it was overwhelm. And that was such a gift to receive that day, because it was exactly where I was, and it's exactly where I am. I'm trying to clean my house. I'm trying to stay centered. I'm trying to do this, and my ego's saying, you're not doing anything right. And
so here's my best encouragement. Here's my best encouragement. Stop trying. Just relax.
Yes. Thank you.
Just relax. Yeah. Stop trying. Just relax and breathe.
Thank you.
Relax and breathe. You can clean your house perfectly well while relaxing and breathing. And being centered is a lot easier while relaxing and breathing. So just pop those earbuds in that remind you that your only assignment in life is to be present, be here, be breathing, pay attention, relax, let the insights come in. That's it. That's all. That's all we're doing. We're not even really
and maybe
anything.
Be happy.
And be happy in the process, which you will be. We will be.
Yes.
We will be.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And you guys are awesome. I love you all.
Thank you.
Go happy.
Go happy.
Thanks, Linda Joy. And here's our final caller, Sherry. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourselves?
Hello, this is Judy from California.
Hello, Judy.
Hi. You know, one of the things I'm seeing, especially as I listen to this, that I can have something that starts out as fun, like a hobby or even dancing in the, you know, dancing at home, and conditioning's right there to put standards on it and turn it into work. And no matter what, you know, and then I get feeling, and then conditioning has me feeling embarrassed or shameful or whatever, and I stop it. Yeah, and I also have a duality of this is fun and this isn't fun, and so it turns anything that could be fun into not fun.
Yes, and that is such a good point. When you lay that out, I bet there is not a person listening who doesn't have an awareness of when that happened to us.
Mm-hmm.
We were very young when we went from, this is just fun, and I'm not supposed to be good at anything. Right? I'm just having fun. And then it started happening, right? The standards started coming in. You have to know something. You have to be able to remember stuff. You have to apply stuff. You have to, right? And that process just gets so dominant in our lives. So we're finishing up the communication book. And I was working on a section that said, you know, if you took up a foreign language, and I can't remember what the other example is. You know, you wouldn't expect, and then I got partway through it and thought, yeah, you would.
It's exactly what I'm doing. I'm learning Spanish, and I mean, it's just a nightmare. Well, it's a workshop. It's a workshop.
Yes. Not because Spanish is hard.
Right.
That's really fun. That's what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But what is miserable is that system. And of course, you know me, ever the optimist. That's the point, right? Whether you ever learn Spanish or not, if you get free of anything that turns whatever you do into a nightmare, then everything that you have ever endeavored to accomplish will have been worth it beyond their weight in gold.
And I was listening to a recording early this morning from, I don't know how long ago, but it was about kindness. And that I'm always so moved by kindness, and this recording helped me see that, of course, because that's a relief from all the nattering, the conditions doing it all the time.
Yes. And so, Judy, do you have like a recording that just says "I love you"?
I don't.
I'm going to encourage it.
Okay.
And even if you are dancing at home and you're listening to music to dance with, which I found is not actually a requirement. I'm quite an excellent dancer without any music at all. Maybe better, actually. But have an earbud, you know, have your music in one side and have this recording of I Love You in the other. Or just
and
practice
do it as a,
saying...
Go ahead and do it as a loop, like I choose peace and love, like that?
Yeah,
like,
just I love you.
Uh-huh.
I love you.
Okay.
I love you. Now, I would get creative. You know, you are adorable. You are the cutest, sweetest one. I love that you're dancing. It is so fun to be with you. Okay?
Huh.
And enough of those that you could do quite an activity with that on loop.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's even listen to you say that, Sherry.
Ego starts cringing and
no,
you're not going to do that. No, don't. But what it's really saying, Judy, is you're not going to do that to me. You are not going to do that to me, because that is, and I can never remember what it is. It's a crucifix to a vampire or a werewolf or whoever that is. Okay. That's what it's like. Just the thought of I love you. It sends ego into an hysterical panic.
Okay, I'll do it.
Because truly, truly, I love you is death to self-hatred.
Hmm.
It's death to the ego.
Hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
Then do it, and then you'll let me know, won't you?
I will.
Okay.
Thank you
all
both.
Right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Judy.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Judy.
Bye.
And that brings us to the end of a lovely show, Sherry. Here's our assignment. What we realize is that the suffering in any that was our assignment today.
Well, it's a good assignment. Maybe we should have it for 2 days.
No, it is our assignment for today. What we realize is that the suffering in any content area is caused by the karma, not the content, which is exactly what we're talking about with Judy.
Mm-hmm.
However,
mm-hmm.
we're conditioned to frame it around the content. Your assignment, choose a behavior change that addresses the karmic bamboozle, not the content issue. Make sure you're choosing something. Go ahead.
Well, I was just thinking about Judy.
Yes.
And a made-to-order behavior change. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Exactly. Make sure you choose something that is within the focus for the month and can be practiced for a week. For example, I'm going to say yes to one unexpected thing every day. Make a commitment poster that states your behavior change. Make a recording that, one, refutes the self-hating messages, and, two, replaces the conditioned conversation with what you choose instead.
Mm. Nice. This is where it all starts really coming together, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Right. Well, thank you, Ashwini. Thank you, everybody. Go happy.
Take care.
Gosho.
Go happy.
Bye-bye.
Bye.